Welcome to Hit the Mic with the Stacey Harris, episode 47. Hello, hello. I am your host, the Stacey Harris, and we are here for episode 47. I cannot believe it's episode 47 already. It feels like just yesterday I started the show. I'm hoping that you guys are still loving this after 46 episodes before this one. Today I'm really, really excited because A, it's been a super good week and I like that. But also because I have my friend and accountability buddy, Melissa Penton on the show, and we're talking about goals and how to set goals and actually achieve them, which I think is a good thing to sort of step into now that we're kind of 2 weeks in to the second quarter of the year, to sort of sit back and go, okay, where am I with those goals that I outlined for myself at the beginning of the year, or however it is that you lay out your goals, where are you, and do you need to make some new ones, or just how to utilize those goals more effectively instead of just writing them down in a notebook and hoping that by the end of the year they've come true, how to really execute on them. So before we jump into that, I do want to remind you that the Rockstar Guide to Google Plus is still available. So if you guys go to thestacyharris.com/Google Plus, you can join in. We have our first call on Tuesday the 22nd, so there's still time to jump in and grab that spot before our first call hits. I also wanted to remind you that for a shout out on a future episode, be sure to head over to iTunes or Stitcher and leave a review. You can actually find links to both of those places if you go to the show notes for this episode or any episode. But for this episode, head to thestacyharris.com/episode47 and you will find the show notes. Also on the show notes, you'll find all the links and stuff we talk about today, which is cool. Without anything else, let me tell you a little bit about Melissa. Melissa Penton is a friend with life-changing benefits. The technical term is a life coach. She helps women take the suck out of success and summit their metaphorical mountains. You can find out more about her coaching at melissapenton.com or follow her on Facebook. You guys can find those links to her website and her Facebook page on the show notes page, like I said. But let's talk to Melissa because she's got some really good insights on really actually achieving goals and not just making them, which is a key step. All right, guys, I will see you in the interview. Bye. All right, everybody. I'm super excited because I have my friend Melissa Penton on the show today, and we're going to talk about goals because if you guys listened, I had Liz Brazier on the show at the new year, and we talked a little bit about setting goals and why New Year's resolutions were lame. So I want to kind of revisit the goal conversation now that we're a full quarter into the year and talk about all of those New Year's resolutions and goals that you set that you have blown off and not done anything with. I'm looking at myself here. So, first of all, welcome to the show, Melissa.
Hi, thanks so much. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm super excited to get to hang out and chat with you. Although, in full transparency, we've spent the last half hour just being chatty. So, I'm super excited that our chattiness is now going to be, you know, shared with millions. Not really millions. Yes. Like hundreds. tens probably. So I'm really excited that you're on the show today because I want to talk about goals and I want to talk about, making goals, but also like actually achieving goals and the importance of that. So first tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So I am a life coach, but I don't really like life coach. It makes me cringe a little bit because it makes me feel like people think they need help.
Yeah.
So I prefer the term friend with life-changing benefits.
Which I love.
Yes. And I've been doing this for about 4 years now. And I discovered, too, that while I was doing my friend with life-changing benefits, that the big thing that came up for everybody all the time was their goals and goal setting. And how to achieve their goals. So, yeah.
So that's what you focus on now is goals.
Cool. Yeah. Well, it naturally just comes out of life coaching.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So the first thing I want to talk about is sort of like What do you think about setting like crazy year-long goals? Should we only have really long-term goals? Should we have short-term goals? How do we affect, like, what's the effective like length of time for a goal? Is a year too long?
Right. Well, what's that saying? How long is a piece of string?
Yeah.
That crazy quote. It's the same kind of thing. You really have to do whatever works for you. And the only way to know that is to test a bunch of different goals out. You have to set some long-term goals. You have to set some short-term goals. You have to set some health goals, emotional goals, career goals, a bunch of different stuff to find out what really lights you up and what sparks your fire.
Okay. So if we want to set some crazy long-term goal, like a year,
yeah,
should we be breaking that down into smaller steps? So there's like goals on the way.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can't just have like the goal, I'll be a millionaire by January 2015 and not have any steps, obviously, along the way.
You mean just setting that goal and intention will not magically make me a millionaire by January 2015? Because that would be spectacular.
It would be spectacular, but unfortunately it doesn't work that way. And I'm sure you've heard this before, but that's where the secret, that whole secret stuff, mm-hmm. got it wrong, because everybody just thought that they could, yeah, if I just dream about being a millionaire, then I will win the lottery and I'll become a millionaire. But you actually have to work. You have to put some work into that, and that happens it could happen weekly for you, it could happen every day for you, it could happen every month, but you have to do work up until that point.
Okay, so for most of us, we set sort of a yearly goals for our business, because that's sort of the context we're going to be talking about today, is like
right.
Goals within your business. And I know for me, I set yearly goals in January. They are not New Year's resolutions. They're just goals for my year.
Yeah.
And I try and break them down by quarter, which is why I wanted to have you on the show now at kind of the beginning of the second quarter. How can we sort of make sure we're keeping ourselves accountable? Because a year is a really long time.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question.
Uh-oh.
Where are you right now? How are you feeling right now in terms of the goals that you had set for the fourth quarter?
For the fourth quarter or the first quarter?
The fourth quarter.
Of last year?
Of this year. Because you're saying you set goals, right?
Yeah.
For your new year. Yeah, so
where... what you're saying. So how am I on track for, like, my year-long goal?
Yeah.
I'm actually doing really well because I managed to accomplish all my first quarter goals.
Right.
So no, I'm feeling really good about where I am in terms of things, but that's just because I sort of checked my boxes for the first quarter of the year, not because of any like major like changes that have happened, towards my goals. Does that
right.
make sense?
Yeah. So you had your goals, your kind of your year-long goal, mm-hmm. Broken into the different quarters.
Yeah. Like I like to have themes for my quarters.
Yeah.
This is going to sound really nerdy now, guys. I have themes for my quarters. And so my first quarter theme, in full transparency, was my brand and getting everything where it needed to be visually. And sort of upping my game to really sort of put myself and challenge myself a little bit, you know, play at that level, so to speak. So that's what I've been doing. And my new brand will go live in a couple of weeks. And it's been it actually took the whole quarter, which I didn't actually think was going to happen. So I'm feeling good, but that's because I checked those boxes. So is that good? Am I doing that right? Am I executing here?
Yeah, well, you achieving these goals in this quarter have affected your big picture for the fourth quarter goals, right?
Right, because my big picture, like year-long goals are to sort of shift my business in the new direction it's going, and start, playing at a higher level than I played at last year, which has also been happening through like the release of my course and speaking more, and
right.
The podcast is going to hit 50 episodes soon.
Amazing.
It's crazy. The end of
That's
this month.
That's crazy. Yeah.
End of this month. But yeah, it's going to be, it's sort of all moving in the direction it's going to be moving. But a lot of that is because I've been doing that investment in sort of the first quarter for me was really like the ground level stuff. Like, let's get the brand where it needs to be. So I'm not embarrassed to share my website anymore. you know, that kind of stuff, that sort of foundational stuff that you have to check in with, and you kind of blow off checking in with. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, because that's kind of where I was going with the, even the accountability is that your year long, to remember that when you build the year long goal, is like, where do you want to be in the fourth quarter, right? You're thinking high level, big picture stuff, which can be really hard for people because they'll think, oh, if I can at least, if I write a blog post every week, is that really going to help you in the big picture? What happens if you don't write the blog post next week for some reason?
Right.
Is that going to throw you off for the fourth quarter? So thinking in terms of like that kind of the big picture goal is where the why comes in, and getting really clear. And for some people, depending on where you are in your business, that could be an entire year for you to figure out what your actual brand is. Like you said, you didn't even think that it would take that long to do your branding in this 3 month time, but it has, and you're already established before that. Right. And to think if you're just starting out, it could take you an entire year of experimenting.
Yeah. It's taken me 3 years of experimenting.
Yeah. Right. I think a lot of us are still kind of going through that, and we shift and we change, obviously because we're human beings, but
well, half of what we do is just like throwing spaghetti at the wall and being like, oh, that's good.
Yeah. And I would encourage people to do more of that. Like, I think that's where a lot of people get, and you know how I feel about people being stuck.
Yes, I know. I'll tell everybody, because I don't know if everybody else knows.
Everyone thinks that they're stuck, but I would just like to remind people that you are not.
That people was clearly directed at me, okay?
You are not real life stuck. Like, and I always use the example of Aaron Ralston, the guy, they did the movie 127 Hours with James Franco, and his arm was stuck literally between a rock and a hard place. He was real life stuck. But when you and I are stuck, we're not real life stuck. And that just remembering that there is, you can figure stuff out, that there will be a solution, that there's an answer out there. You just have to keep moving, and you have to keep throwing that spaghetti at the wall to see what's going to stick, because you're not stuck.
And when you and I were in Miami for Thrive Hive Live, you spent an entire weekend telling me this, because I just kept going, no, like, really, I know you think that, but I'm like, really,
really not stuck. Really. And then what happened?
I was not really stuck.
Yeah. And like when everybody sat down and we started going through, was your branding stuff that we were going through, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and you wanted to go through that. And then all of a sudden, like, everybody was attracted to that room, and everybody helped. And by the end of it, we had 4 pages of stuff, branding stuff for you.
Yeah.
And you were no longer stuck. And that happens, like, in that instant when you realize that you are not actual real life stuck. And that happens with goals, is that we think that we're stuck, or that we, you know, we failed, or we can't do something a certain way or whatever. And then you can almost go a month with living in that stuckness, that grossness of whatever it is you're going through.
Like, and then stalled out.
Yeah. And overwhelmed and tired and yada, yada, yada. And then, and your time has gone by, and now you have to like completely revamp your goal process, if you will.
Yeah. Okay. So,
that made sense.
Speaking about Thrive Hive Live, because you guys know how much fun I had and how much I encourage, you know, people to do events like that and retreats like that. Do you think that there is an impact on the success, for lack of a better term, of goals and accomplishing them when you have sort of that, an accountability buddy or a group or other people in on this? Or is this something that's, you know, it's fine if it stays super like just you and in your head, and you are accountable to only yourself?
Yeah, no. So you in your head is the worst place to be with your goals.
Okay.
You need to get your goals out of your head. It's like thinking about what should you do with your life, and all you do is think about what you should do with your life, and you don't actually take any action.
Right. That ends up being what you do with your life.
Exactly. You thought about what you should do for your life for your whole life.
It sounds awful.
It's totally awful, and some people actually live that way. So you can't, which again kind of goes back to that stuck thing, is you're not stuck. You just have to start taking action.
Okay.
And the accountability side. So first of all, like Thrive Hive is an amazing group of women, and having that space to go and see that other people are quote unquote failing just like you are, or struggling just like you are, or somebody actually is inspiring you and you're not feeling threatened by what they're doing. You know, you're actually like, wow, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
Because that can kind of sometimes be a weird place to be, where you don't feel like you're comparing yourself to anybody and you're just actually inspired by what other people are doing.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, so incredible. And yeah, definitely like finding that group of people. And sometimes I struggle with this because there are so many for entrepreneurs. There's so many, as we know, groups online and mastermind groups. And you think, maybe this is the one, like maybe this is the one that I need to join. I always say to people, you know, like follow somebody for a long time before you join their group.
Yeah.
That would be my best advice, is follow them online or whatever for a while, so that you can really get a feel for them. Because I think a lot of people waste money joining mastermind groups that actually you don't benefit from at all. Because you really have to find that group of people that you click with and that really do hold you accountable and are very supportive. And that, again, that you're inspired by and you're not feeling failure, threatened, or comparison or any of that stuff.
I'd also, just to add to that, suggest asking for like referrals. Ask your friends, ask people who you're a part of. And also, you know, accountability doesn't have to be crazy, expensive masterminds. It might be, and I have taken part of them. I will continue to take part in them. I really do think they have a huge impact on your business. But, you know, a group like Thrive Hive is a very small expense in the grand scheme of things. I think it's like $15 a month. And it's a good place to start if you haven't done anything like this before. You don't have to jump into the deep end of a $25,000 mastermind with some crazy high-level coach if you've never done anything like this before. You can sort of wade into the pool more slowly than that.
Totally.
Yeah.
And even like, you know, you and Tia and I, like there's three of us in an accountability group from the stuff that we worked on in Miami. And I think like that's awesome too. Like we walked away with our own little mini accountability group from the stuff that we worked on, and we're able to hold each other accountable, but also support each other. Cause we know that, you know, some of the goals that we had planned might not necessarily roll out the way that we thought they would because of certain things that pop up in life or whatever. But
yeah, life always happens.
Life happens.
Generally when you least expect it.
Yes. But it's just nice to know that you've got people there that can support you in that. And when you're ready to roll, they'll be there for you. And that's the kind of thing, like, I think when I was looking for groups to be a part of, that's what I was looking for, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's what we all look for. So an accountability group, buddy, mastermind, whatever that lays out for you, is really critical. So
yes.
What should we be sharing with them? Should we be sharing like, here's my goal for the year, here's my goal for the quarter, here's my goal for the day? Like, what level of involvement did these people need to have?
Yeah, so I don't know if you're gonna like my answer again, but this is like spaghetti to the wall. Is you have to experiment to see what works for you. Some people love that accountability once a week. Some people don't want it, you know, can only handle once a month. It's the same with your goal. Now I would say like sharing a bigger goal. So if it was like writing a book, let's say, and you had seven steps laid out that you needed to get done by certain dates, you could give those to them for sure. And the big thing with the accountability group too is you really want people to, like actually, this sounds silly, but actually hold you accountable, because like, this is kind of what life coaching is that you say, okay, well, I'll have draft one done by, I'll have draft one done by today. Right. And right. I don't have draft one done by today. And I come to you and I'm like, hey, Stacey, like it was a crazy busy week. And I'm a little bit behind. I had lots of client work, other stuff came up, whatever. If you're my accountability partner and you let me get away with that excuse, you're not really doing much for me.
Right.
Right? Life is always going to come up. Client work is always going to come up. Is this goal really important to you? Are you going to achieve this goal by the time you said you're going to achieve it? Do you want to achieve it by the time you said you're going to achieve it? So having that accountability partner that actually challenges you mm-hmm. with those, with questions and actually keeps you accountable and on right. track, that's the kind of stuff I would look for in an accountability group.
And that's one of the reasons when people ask me about this, I really suggest not using super close friends.
Yeah.
I am really lucky because I have accountability in different places, in different parts of my business. And I have, I work with my friend Amanda Schaffner, who's been on the show a couple times. And we actually meet up weekly. We meet up every Friday to talk about our goals. And she is a really good friend of mine. We've been friends for like 5 or 6 years. But she will kick my ass. Like, she will be like, why is this not done? Or, okay, so when is it going to be done?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, and I think that's sort of the value in finding somebody who's not your BFF is like, they need to be able to be like, okay, so what's happening next? Instead of like, oh no, that's fine. I understand. Stuff happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's great what you just said about finding accountability for different parts of your business. Because some people will have stronger, if it was fixing your website.
Yeah.
Some people be like, and you have all these excuses, but they could sit on the other side and say, yeah, but that's like super easy to do. Yeah. Or here's how you can do it. Contact this person by tonight.
Yeah.
And hold you accountable that way. Yeah.
And do you think that people, we've kind of gotten off topic of goals now, but that's what happens on the show.
Right. Yeah.
Do you think people can grow out of accountability partners? Like, do you think sometimes you have worked with that person long enough and you need to, same with coaches, like,
yeah,
and move to that next person. And so you don't get stagnant.
Yeah, absolutely. You can. And I think to some degree you can, and some degree your accountability partner might just grow with you. If you're doing a really good job, you're probably going to end up growing together. But no, I think it would definitely be the same thing. And that's the big thing with coaches is that coaches, you know, unlike a therapist where you stay with a therapist for 10 years,
right?
A really good coach is someone that's there for a shorter time to help you bang something out and then keep moving. And get your own groove going. And that would be the same with accountability partners for sure. Yeah.
Cool. So before we wrap up, because we're just about done with our time, I want to come back to goals and talk about like sort of three takeaway effective tips we can sort of have for making and achieving goals. Like what are the three things people can kind of start doing right now to actually achieve their goals and not just put them on their vision board and make them happen with the power of their mind?
Well, okay.
Although I do love vision boards, I should say that.
Yeah. So let's get clear on the power of the mind stuff for a minute, because I do think that actually does play a really significant part in your goal setting. Right. And, but I'm not talking about just, I'm going to use like the scientific term, the neuroscience of it, mm-hmm. right? The actual brain chemistry, the neurons that are firing in your brain, the stuff that you have where you have old patterns of things that might stop you from doing something because you've always done it that way in your life, but your brain is actually wired to do it that way.
Right?
Okay. So if you're wired to always think that your goal might fail, or if you fall off track, then you're inevitably going to fail. You're always going to think like that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the power of like the thinking and the mind stuff is that, well, if you were to say, okay, I fell off track, and instead of saying, oh, well, I'm screwed, and say, okay, this happened. Can I readjust? Do I need to do this a bit more, X a bit more, and Y a bit less? is there something that I should change? And you kind of like readjust yourself, then you are changing, you're actually changing an old brain pattern.
Right.
And the more you do that, the better things will get for you.
So there is a certain amount of like just brain training your brain.
Yes. You have to still think about, like, if you, I can't really think of an entrepreneur. The thing that's coming to mind for me is like a movie star, right? I know a ton of people ton of actors who have been actors for a really long time and never had your break. But if you don't believe that your big break is ever going to come, it will never come for you.
Right.
Right. So okay. there has to be some huge part in there of belief that you're going to make it happen, hell or high water. And that would be the same for your goals. So over, you know, and we were talking about you, Stacey, in that 1 year goal plan is that kind of hell or high water. You're going to get to that fourth quarter and you're going to be proud of the work that you've done.
Cool.
And the goals you've achieved.
Yeah.
Right.
I like that.
And that takes some major brain power and mind, law of attraction stuff in there.
Cool.
So that one's one.
Okay. Sure. So train your brain.
Train your brain. Good luck with that one. No, but the thing is to catch yourself when something isn't working, ask yourself what isn't working and really ask yourself, like, what part of you isn't working?
So maybe that's the first step. It's just being super fucking honest with yourself.
Yes, for sure. You got it, because especially if you've got, it's not working because I'm having trouble with the internet's slow, or people aren't buying my product, or I don't know how to do copywriting, or can't find a VA, or whatever, all your excuses, that's where you get super fucking honest with yourself and say, okay, those are all great excuses, but what part of me isn't actually working, and finding the solution?
That one's going to be uncomfortable. I think that's a good one. Okay, so what's next? What should we be doing next?
Super uncomfortable. And then we kind of talked about that big picture and that clarity.
Right.
I think that's just so huge. And you have to keep working at it. You have to keep getting clear. You have to get out there. And remember that you can't just sit at home in your jogging pants and think about what you want to do. You have to get out there. You have to talk to people. You have to get really clear on what it is that you're doing. And why you're doing the work. And like we kind of said about when you're writing a blog post, is this blog post going to make or break you at the end of the year? How important is it to you right now? So that clarity and that why is just so important.
Okay. So what's the third step?
Third step, what did we have here? We had, I would say support, accountability.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you, and like, I guess too, when we were talking before, Stacey, and you were talking about going to see the branding expert that you worked with.
Yes.
And why that worked so well is because you were super clear on what it is that you do.
Yeah.
And then now you've got somebody that's going to hold you accountable to getting that work done. And then you also had a mini little mastermind group of people that were also holding you accountable to the goal that you set 3 months ago.
Right.
To get this out.
So really now all the steps really build on themselves. It's about being really honest, finding out your why, and then like executing and having that accountability and community around you to say, what the hell?
Yeah. And I think finding out the why, because I know, like, I've gone through periods where I've been like, oh, God, I don't know. And it's so frustrating. And you have times where you're like, I think I get it. I think I know what I do. And then, you know, a couple of minutes later, days later, you're like, I have no idea. When you're trying to write a blog post or build a new program or whatever, and then you get lost and confused again. And I think that I guess it's almost working backwards in itself too, is where then you got to switch your brain again and say, okay, like I will figure this out. I got to get out there. I got to take action. It's not the end of the world. This is part of the process. It's all going to be okay. I'm not stuck. And, and you'll
find
something.
You're just
going to
start sending me via text message like daily. You are not stuck.
I'm not stuck. I'll watch your tweets like a hawk.
All right. So thank you for being on the show. Thank you for sharing those tips. Can you tell everybody where they can find out more about how to work with you?
Yeah, I'm at melissapenton.com, and you can find me on Twitter too at Melissa Penton, and the O in Penton is a zero.
Great. And I'll have links to that stuff on the show notes. So if you guys go to thestacyharris.com, as always, you will find the show notes there. Thank you for being on the show, Melissa.
Thank you so much, everybody. And thank you, Stacey, for
Thank you
me.
For being one of my accountability buddies.
Yeah, you too. Ditto.
I really appreciate it. And for everybody else, until next time, I'll see you.